Amen and amen. Nobody greater than you. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, family, and welcome to Zoe Ministries, The Midnight Cry. My name is Bishop-elect Prophet Joshua Nathaniel Jordan, and I am the eldest son of your most trusted name in the gift of prophecy, Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, our Master Prophet. Well, today, family, is Monday, June the 20th, day 824 of the prophetic revival.
Elite members of the Company of Prophets, number one is Prophet Minister Gregory Clark. Number two is the chaplain of a chaplain, Archdeacon Prophet Marvin Green. Number three is Prophet William Richards. Number four is Prophet Michael Barbie. And yourself as a closer, Bishop-elect Prophet Joshua Nathaniel Jordan. These are your elite Company of Prophets. God bless.
Thank you so much, Prophet William Richards and mighty men of God, for the next 30 seconds. Let us open up in our heavenly language, starting now.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for the assembled men here tonight. And we're happy and hopeful that everyone had a possibility to enjoy this day that we celebrate fathers. And that vibration continues even into this Monday, into the areas of our exposure. Amen. And we always thank God and give honor to our Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Dr. Jordan, and his lovely First Lady, our First Lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We continue to uphold them, to cover them in prayer, and to see them continue to disseminate and to share the oil that they receive upon us all. And as always, we also honor and celebrate our Bishop-elect Joshua Nathaniel Jordan and his lovely wife, Minister Jessica Jordan, and his family, as he continues to undergird and to develop and to grow and to position himself for the things that God has in store for him and the things that he will share for the generations to come as well. And we thank you for each and every household represented, either on the line or not on the line, Lord. On the line or not on the line, Lord, because if they're staying connected with us as partnership, then we continue to uphold them up and to bring them before you in prayer, Lord, as we continue to see nothing but prosperity moving, regardless of what they say on the news, Lord, regardless of what they say in the byways or the highways, Lord. We know that you are continuing to order in our steps, Lord, and allowing us to manifest and to be a part of a massively dynamic community, Lord. Because as you have stated, Lord, as two or three come together, that means you are in the midst of us. So as we continue to allow ourselves to be humble servants, we know that you're going to allow those manifestations thereof. And regardless of its economic, regardless if it's physical health, mental health, as you continue to allow us to be in the space to develop, to be of assistance, just to be an extension of you, Lord, then we are doing what it is that we're mandated to do and to bring about change, regardless if it's our personal communities or in our micro and macro communities, Lord. And we thank you now that as you continue to give us the strength, Lord, to manifest and to lead, Lord, we do it in your name, we do it in your strength, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for the Dr. Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Jordan, who's raising us up in good health, mind, body, and spirit. We also thank you for Bishop-elect Joshua Jordan and keep his family safe and healthy. Father God, we thank you for the men that are on the call tonight, and we thank you and keep their family healthy. Father God, reach out and embrace the men that are being celebrated for Father's Day. Embrace them. Lift them up. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. Father God, we thank you for keeping the mothers and the elders and the deacons and deaconesses safe. And Father God, keep our youth safe. Keep our youth safe. Father God, We thank you for keeping the politicians. They are going through so much. Keep them in a good mindset. Lift them up. Keep the police who are going through their own changes. Keep them safe and their family. Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, thank you for each and every day you have blessed us here on earth. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you for giving us friends and family to share for this day, the Father's Day, Father God, keep our brothers and sisters, those who care deeply for us safe in this season. Give them continued joy where they are in pain, sometime in pain and sorrow. Give them your peace and mercy with there is self-doubt. Release and rewind confidence where there is a need. Fulfill their needs. Bless their homes, families, and going and coming. Father God, we honor your name and thank you for the salvation that is available to us by Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father God, we humbly ask you to direct this brief moment of prayer to the men on the line. Father God, bring healing and restoration to the men on this line. Father God, keep my fellow military men and women who are putting their lives on the line for this country. And Father God, keep my veterans, keep them safe, keep their families safe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen and amen. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word declares, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy, that the Lord is good and his mercy endured forever and ever. And even so, Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we come to you, may God, we come to you, Father, through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, with confidence, my God, and with boldness, Father, and all humility bowing at your feet. We reverence you as our Lord and our God, the Most High God, Father, and we bow in submission and subjection and willingness and obedience, Father, to your blessed leading of your blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you for your anointing, continue to rest upon our lives, my God, even at Bishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, that you continue to strengthen them, Father, knowing that the joy of the Lord is their strength. We thank you for the impartation of your joy, that will continue to remain in them so that the joy might be full to run over to others, my God, even prophets and mothers may be barren, and all the mothers, Father, that you're touching, that you're strengthening, and the families, my God, especially the children in a very special way, because we know children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is your reward, Father. So we thank you for touching the families and strengthening in on every area, being a front word and a rear word, Father. Know that your blood-stained banner over us is love. You are our Jehovah Nissi. We thank you even for those in authority, Father. We lift them up before you, my God. Let righteousness and your wisdom be imparted unto them to govern your people, my God, with discretion for such a time as this, Father. And totally and wholly dependent upon the sovereignty of your higher power, because we know the powers that be are ordained of you. And Father, you dwell it and rule it in the affairs of men. So touch the minds, my God, even of those who are sick and afflicted. My God, we thank you for the healing, because healing is the children's bread, and wholeness that you're bringing back to, my God, to families, my God, even to the children. My God, whatever disease and affliction, my God, we are sending forth your word, and we assign your angels, my God, to encamp around about it, to take charge over them, my God, and no evil befall the night they play come, the night they're dwelling, because, Father, we know healing is the children's bread. So we see them whole, complete, and divine, even those in hospitals, those who are sick and afflicted, every prayer request that is made, Father, because you said before we call, you already answer. And so this we have the confidence, my God, as we continue to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And we know that all other things will be added unto us. So we decree your kingdom come and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Touch your lives, my God, even those in prison, my God. Continue to liberate them, my God, from every, my God, oppression, my God, of the oppressors, my God. Father, break every yoke, every bondage, every chain, every fetter. And Lord, we thank you, my God, you're still setting the captives free, my God. And the anointing, Father, you're breaking yokes and, my God, in bondages. And we see them whole. We see them liberated, my God. And Lord, and set free by your spirit of truth, my God. For you said they shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. So we thank you, Father, for your anointing release, my God, in Zoe Ministries, my God, in ministries, the fivefold ministries, Father, globally. And Father, even for the globalization of the prophetic, my God, the documentary, Father, continue, Lord, to excel and exceed by you, because, you, Father, you said in your word that the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit, because you said knowledge shall increase and the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So cover, Lord, your people with your Shekinah glory, my God. Father, the ministers, my God. Father, the deacons, my God. Lord, the pastors, the evangelists, my God. The prophets, the apostles, my God. The teachers, we bring them all before you. And we thank you for the things you're perfecting, my God, in the hearts and lives of your people. And Father, we thank you, my God, for the open doors of prosperity, Father, you wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as a soul prosper, that you're touching lives and strengthening them, being a front to them, and those who are traveling, my God, being the eternal refuge, because we know underneath you is your everlasting arms. Touch, my God, Bishop Elect, Prophet Justice, Minister Joshua Nathaniel Jordan, and his family, my God. Cover them, my God, Father, as you continue, because we know you call the young, because they are strong, able to retain your word. So we thank you, Father, for your hands of mercy upon their lives, and renew strength, my God, to continue to soar upon eagle's wings, my God, that they shall run and not grow weary and walk and not faint. So we thank you, Father, for empowering your people and strengthening each and every area of our lives, my God, in our being, because in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. So thank you, Father, for touching the pastors and everyone. And Zoe Mason, in every department, may God, we lift them up before you. Touch the men in a very special way, may God. Draw them, may God, and bring them in, Father, for both finding. As you trust in your sickle, may God, we decree, my God, there shall be showers of blessings. That we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory, my God, because we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. You are moving supernaturally and miraculously, Father, and confirm your words, continue with signs, wonders, and divers miracles, and gift by the Holy Ghost, according to your will and purpose, my God. In the name of Jesus, so we decree it, so it cannot be otherwise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, as I come before you this morning, I just want to give you the praise and glory, O Father. Lord, we pray, O Father God, for our leaders, Dr. Grandmaster Prophet Ebenar Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and elect Bishop Joshua Jordan and his wife, Jessica, O Father God. Lord, we thank you, O Father God, for them, and we pray, O Father God, that you will continually be with them, protect them, and watching over them as they continue to lead us, Lord. Lord, and we thank you, O Father God, for all that you've done for, Lord, for officers, O Father God, that our police officers, O Father God, that you will touch their hearts, Lord, and give them the ability to be, Father God, to take care of the prisoners in a right way, O Father God, that they will not be so brutal unto them, O Father God, Lord. Lord, we just pray, O Father God, for all of the homeless, O Father God, those that are without places, O Father God, that you will make provisions for them, O Father God. We pray for the sick and the shut-ins, O Father God, that you will heal them and deliver them, O Father God, Lord. We also pray, O Father God, for our children, O Father God, Lord, that you will continually be with them, watching over them, O Father God, keeping them out of harm's way, Lord. Lord, and we pray, O Father God, for our elders, O Father God, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord, even at their ages, and that you will be with them and protect them, O Father God, Lord. Jesus, Lord, and we pray for all of the fathers this morning, O Father God, Lord. Bless all of the fathers, Lord. Bless each and every prophet that's on this call this morning, Lord. And just praise and thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors,
and the King of glory shall come in. God, we thank you on this day. Lord, we thank you for our leadership. We thank you for our master prophet, our Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We lift up our house, Father God. We lift up the vision of this house, Father God, to globalize the world with the prophetic. Thank you, God, for Dr. E. Bernard Jordan. Thank you, God, for leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We lift up every prayer request, every supplication before you now, Father God, for your word declares that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will we hear from heaven and you'll forgive our sin and will heal our land. Father, we thank you for covering our elders. We thank you for covering all the prophets, the ministers, the deacons, the deaconess, Father God. We lift up our archdeacon. We lift up our archdeaconess, Father God. We thank you for covering the mothers. We thank you for covering the daughters, Father God. We thank you for covering every sister, every wife, every widow, Father, for you alone are our refuge and our strength, Father God. We thank you for covering our prophetic front line. Thank you, Lord, as we lift up each and every person on the line this morning, Father God. We thank you for covering every person, whether they be man, woman, or child. Father, continue to keep them. Continue to cover them, Father. Continue to undergird them in the strength that only you bring, Father God, as we walk in your will, as we walk in your way. For we know that it's in you that we live. It's in you that we move. It's in you that we have our being. We pray and we ask for the spirit of wisdom to rest upon us, Father God. For we know that your word declares that wisdom is the principal thing. We pray for all nations of this earth that they walk in safety, that they operate in peace, Father, that only you give to them, Father. We pray for safety and protection over the lives of your people this week, Father God, over the lives of your people for the rest of this month, Father God, for the rest of this year. We pray for our young people. We pray for our millennials, Father God. We pray for our children that are both in state and our children that are both out of state, Father God. We pray and we lift up each and every one of them. Touch their households, Father God. Touch their marriages, Father God. Touch their in their careers, Father God. Allow them to move according to your will and your purpose, Father God. We pray for our elders. We pray for our matriarchs and our patriarchs, our grandmothers and our grandfathers, Father God. We thank you, God, for covering every guardian, Father God, covering every aunt, every uncle, Father God. We lift them up before you now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for speedy recovery. We thank you for healing, Father God, right now. We thank you for victory in every battle in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up our elders. We lift up each and every one of our ancestors before you now, Father. Thank you for opening up our hearts and our minds to wisdom, Father God. We pray right now for a divine hedge of protection, Father God, over the lives of your people, Father. Continue to keep them in their comings. Continue to keep them in their goings. Continue to bless them in the city. Continue to bless them in the field. Cover our families during this season. Cover the households. Cover the little children, the toddlers and the babies and the grandchildren. Cover each and every one of them, Father God. For we know that it's you that order our steps, Father God, by your word. Cover the businesses, Father God, in this season. Continue to keep those that are sick, those that are shut in, Father God. And we decree healing. We decree wholeness. We decree completion in the name of Jesus, Father God. For we know that it is your word that has been sent so that we might be healed from our disease, Father God. Continue to cover all of the little ones, the children, the babies, Father God. Healing is the children's bread. We lift up our children. We lift up our little ones, Father God. We lift up each and every one before you in the name of Jesus. Have your will and your way in our homes, Father God, even this week. Have your will and our way inside of our jobs, in our workplaces this week. Have your will and have your way in our finances, for we decree and declare financial freedom in the name of Jesus, Father God. We decree what your word says in Psalm 118, verse number 25. O Lord, we beseech thee, send now prosperity, Father God. We thank you for prosperity being sent concerning our men. We thank you for prosperity being sent concerning our marriages. We thank you for prosperity being sent concerning our children. We thank you for prosperity being sent concerning our health. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for prosperity, Father God. We thank you for teaching us how to profit. Father, we'll be so careful to give your name all the glory, all the praise, all the honor that it's so due. In the awesome and magnificent name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Amen and amen. All right, Archdeacon Prophet Marvin Green, let us open up our caller queue this morning.
Okay.
And mighty men of God, we want to find out if you are here with us. We get ready to do what we were born to do, and that is to prophesy, family. Amen and amen. So if you've gotten your seat into the ground this morning and you have not heard your prophetic word, come on into the queue, star 6 and the number 1. Amen. Star 6 and the number 1. Well, let's find out, do we have our very own Archdeacon Prophet Taplin? Amen. Marvin Green, are you here with us?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes. Elect Bishop Jordan.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Archdeacon, and God bless you, mighty man of God. And our lead prophet this morning, amen, Prophet William Richards, are you here with us this morning?
Yes, and yes, Bishop Elect, I am here. Just a
amen and amen. And God bless you, and thank you, Prophet William Richards. God bless you, mighty man of God. And last but certainly not least, our very own Prophet Michael Barbie, are you here with us this morning?
Yes and yes.
Amen and amen. And God bless you and thank you, mighty man of God. Amen and amen. Well, the prophets are here and we are ready to prophesy. And I have the pleasure of ministering the word of the Lord to our very own Prophet Michael Barbie. Amen and amen. So, Father God, speak through me. Father God, speak through me. And Prophet Michael, I heard the Lord say, get ready, man of God, because this is going to be a season of renewed strength, man of God. I heard the Lord say, renewed strength. Get ready, because I saw almost like there's trips that are going to be taking place. I saw you almost traveling unexpectedly, man of God, and I saw you coming from one side of the nation to the other side of the nation. But the Lord says, get ready, because there's going to be favor on this trip, and there's good news wrapped up in it. I don't know if this is going to see something. I'm not 100% sure, but I heard the Lord say favor and renewed strength concerning an unexpected trip, and that is the word of the Lord.
And that is the power of prophecy. Thank you very much.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Prophet Michael Barbie, for standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you this morning. Amen. Amen. All right, next up we have Prophet Michael Barbie. What is the word of the Lord to our lead prophet, Prophet William Richards?
Father God, speak through me. I hear the word of the Lord saying, my good and faithful servant, I am moving you to the forefront, and I am touching your body, increasing your strength throughout your body, and increasing the wisdom and knowledge that is going to catapult you to the next level. And that is the word of the Lord to you.
And that is a power prophecy. Bless you.
Amen and amen. And thank you, Prophet William Richards, for your constant support in standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you. And Prophet William Richards, what is the word of the Lord to our Archdeacon, Prophet Marvin Green?
And Father, speak to me. I pray to hear the word of the Lord saying to you, to whom much is given, much is required. God is releasing anointing upon your life for the spirit of excellence that is taking place among your life and among your family. Know that healing is your portion in this season, and God is prospering the work of your hand because your steps are ordered by the Lord for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. That's the word of the Lord to you.
Amen. And Archdeacon, you may be speaking on mute.
And that is the power of prophecy. Thank you.
Amen and amen. And thank you, Archdeacon, for your constant support in standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you this morning. And Archdeacon, Prophet Marvin Green, what is the word of the Lord to yours truly?
Father God, speak to me. Father God, speak to me. God says that this is the season that you're going to be motivating many people to inspire them to elevate themselves, and God says that these people are just going to reach out to you and lift you up. God says this is the season for elevation and promotion for you. Say the word of the Lord.
Bishop-elect, you are on mute.
I was speaking. OA on mute. Thank you so much, Prophet William, and thank you as well, Prophet Marvin Green. We receive it, and that is the power of prophecy. Thank you so much for that on-time word, mighty man of God. Amen, amen. All right, well, Archdeacon Prophet Marvin, let's get ready to go to our caller queue this morning and find out who is our first partner in the caller queue.
Yes and yes. Area code 908, 908. Can you please give your first and last name and your seat amount?
Michael Craig, $10.
Amen and amen. And Father God, speak through me. Father God, speak through me. And Prophet Michael, I heard the Lord say, get ready, because this is going to be a season to knock again. It's almost like where the door was once shut, the Lord says, I've opened it again. The Lord says, make your request known and know that my promise is yea and amen. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And that is the power of prophecy.
Amen and amen. And thank you so much, Brother Michael, for standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you this morning.
God bless.
Amen, amen. All right, Archdeacon, let's go to our next partner in the queue this morning.
Yes, yes. Area code 619. Area code 619. Can you please give your first and last name?
And thank you. Thank you. Adrian Nunez, 2222 Saturday and 2222 Sunday.
Amen and amen. All right. Thank you so much, mighty man of God. And both myself and Prophet Michael Barbie will minister the word of the Lord to you. So, Father God, speak through me. Father God, speak through me. And I heard the Lord say, Brother Adrian, the Lord says there's favor concerning transportation. The Lord says act on the word of the Lord that's been given by the Master Prophet concerning the angel date, because the Lord says, know that my angel shall surely meet you there. And that is the word of the Lord. Prophet Michael.
Father God, speak through me. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he is also blessing your family in this season, and he is giving you the power and the strength to help guide your family in the right directions in this season. So, man of God, stand strong and be faithful. That is the word of the Lord unto you.
That's the power of prophecy. Thank you so much. Good night.
Amen and amen. And thank you, Brother Adrian, for your constant support in standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you this morning.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Archdeacon. Let's go to our next partner in the queue this morning.
Yes, area code 516-888-2019. Give your name and your seat amount.
Michelle Beecham, $30.22.
Amen and amen. God bless you, mighty woman of God.
Thank
you. When did you do your seed, Sister Michelle? Oh, We see it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, let's go to our next prophet in the lineup this morning, and that's our lead prophet, Prophet William Richards. What is the word of the Lord to Sister Michelle Beecham?
And Father, speak to me. I pray hear the word of the Lord to you, saying, despise not small beginnings. Know that God in the midst of you is mighty, and God is working the work, and who shall let it? Because prosperity is your portion this season. That's the word of the Lord to you.
Thank you. That is the power of prophecy.
Amen and amen. And thank you, mighty woman of God, for standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you this morning.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. All right, family. Archdeacon, let's continue on. Do we have any other partners in the queue this morning?
Yes. Area code 562-562. Can you please give your first and last name and your seat amount?
Yes, Pam Jones. I have a 1055 and a 1088.
Amen. God bless you, mighty woman of God. And so we'll have Prophet Marvin Green minister the word of the Lord to you, and then I'll minister right after. Go ahead,
amen.
Prophet Marvin.
Father God, speak to me. Father God, speak to me. God said that this is the season that personal rewards, it's going to fall at your feet. Personal rewards. God says that you've been working on some things, and God says that he's that these rewards is just going to block them for you in this season. Say the word of the Lord. Would you say that's the power of prophecy?
Amen. That is definitely the power of prophecy.
Amen and amen. And Father God, speak through me. And I further heard the Lord say, get ready, because this is going to be a season that ideas are manifesting. Ideas are manifesting. The Spirit says, as you think it up, mighty woman of God, know that you're going to bring it down. Get ready, because there are multiple gifts, the Lord says, that are resting in you. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. That's the power of prophecy. Amen. Thank you both. Love all of you. Praise God for you.
Amen and amen. And thank you so much, Sister Pam Jones, for standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you this morning.
Amen. Thank you. God bless.
Amen, amen. All right, family, come on. Caller Q, star 6 and the number 1, if you've gotten your seed into the ground and you haven't heard your prophetic word on this day. All right, Archie, let's find out, do we have any other partners in the queue?
Yes and yes. Area code 518, 518. Would you please give your first and last name and your seed amount?
Good morning. Karen Gilpin, I told 22222.
Amen and amen. God bless you, mighty woman of God. And let's go to our next prophet in the lineup this morning, and that's Prophet Michael Barbie. What is the word of the Lord to our sister Karen Gilpin?
Father God, speak through me. I hear the word of the Lord, and my good and faithful servant, I am blessing you, growing and coming, and you also receive a double portion for your trouble in this season. And that is the word of the Lord unto you.
Amen and amen. And that is the power of prophecy.
Amen, amen. And God bless you, Sister Karen, for standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you this morning.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Amen, amen. My God. All right, thank you. Well, Archdeacon, let's find out, do we have any other partners that have come on into the queue this morning?
Yes and yes. Area code 909-909. Can you please give your first and last name and your seat amount?
Janetta Bailey, $22.22.
God bless you, mighty woman of God, and let's go to our prophet in the lineup this morning, and that's Prophet Richard. What is the word of the Lord?
And Father, speak to me. I put here the word of the Lord saying to you, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. Speak forth my word, says the Lord. And as you speak it forth, know that you will speak the healing in the lives of your people. And that's the word of the Lord to you.
And that's the power of prophecy. God bless you.
Amen and amen. And thank you, Sister Janetta, for standing with the Master Prophet. God bless you.
Bless you.
Amen, amen. We received